Thank you. Bless you. That's amazing. Thank you, guys. 100% witnesses to me, because you didn't know this. I didn't actually say this. He's talked about Elijah. I didn't actually say this, but I'm actually finishing off a book called The Elijah Invitation. And a lot of stuff you were saying is what the Lord spoke to me in my closet. So now it's public. So, and I can witness too with Adrian. I mean, it was 100%.
Amen. It's great.
Yeah.
Very good.
What you said about Adrian. We are actually. There's uncharted waters that God is opening up for us, and it's a confirmation of a lot of things. So it's a bit of a whirlwind, but if you can actually pray for us in your prayer time, we do need a lot of prayer. We're away about 70% of the time, and but we to and throw a lot, so we don't go away too long, so we don't miss our family. But we do travel a lot and spend a lot of time in the air, don't we? Someone said to me once.
That's good spiritual too, isn't
yeah.
it? Yes.
Someone said to me once, so where are you from? I'm sitting in the plane and went, here. But we're going to have an awesome morning. I'm excited. Are you excited, Adrian?
Over the top.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm excited on the inside. You know?
Yeah, he's a little bit conservative. I'm a bit more like, yeah. She knows. But sometimes we get dressed up as the Blues Brothers. We call it the Snooze Brothers. Yeah, we and a little friend over here, the last time I was here, when I forgot his name. John Davidson. He reminds me of one of the Blues Brothers who sort of mentors the Blues Brothers. You know, the senior guy who gets out and goes, skibbidi-boo, skibbidi-boo, you know. So are we really, when we get a bit of finance, we want him to tour with us, you know? That's going to happen. Come out and lead worship with the Blues Brothers outfit on, you know? So let's get into it, eh? Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Hallelujah. Let's I missed the testimony because I had to go to the confession box. there's any more other testimonies on the weekend? Any testimonies on the weekend? Just look, please, if you can keep it within a few, probably 30 seconds, because it's not a platform to preach or anything like that. But if you have a testimony that something significantly happened on the weekend, a healing or an encounter or a word of knowledge or the dream interpretation or the teaching, the revelation that Adrian was releasing, something happened to you. Is anyone here wants to just quickly come up and testify of anything? Anyone? 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 Feel like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
On Friday night, I could hardly move my neck like this to look at the clock up there. I literally had to turn myself to look at it. But
wow. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Just anyone else quickly before we change gears?
Going to take too long.
Okay. All right. No worries. Down in the back there, ladies, if you can come up the front. Yeah. Is there anyone else, though, that before we just quickly.
Okay.
I'll hold the mic.
Okay. This morning, I've been praying for such a long time for the Lord to give me a word. A certain situation. This morning I woke up with this song in my heart. Say goodbye to the pain of the past. We don't have to feel it anymore. Love is an open door. Life can be so much more with you, meaning with Jesus. Love is an open door. Wow. So, in the Lord, I know this is not a platform for preaching, but I'm sorry. The Lord wanted me to tell you there is a lady over here who is really cut up because of a past relationship moving on. She is so hurt that the Lord sees her bleeding all over the place. So,
thank you. All right, anyone else here? Anyone else that has, before we change the gears, any testimony, healing, or any revelation or that God has actually given you while Adrian was preaching or ministering? Okay, moving right along. If we can have the sounds on, that'd be great. There's, in fact, before I go on, there is a woman here, but you're not going to stand up and not going to acknowledge, you're not going to, because it's a very personal thing, who's actually been, there's violence, and she's wearing makeup to cover up her bruises. And you don't have, you're not going to, you don't, I don't want you to stand up, all right? But there's a delivering angel here right now, and there's a deliverance that's going to take place during the meeting. And God's mercy is here. I've actually had a vision during the worship that you tremble sometimes. It's like there's a panic that comes upon you. You tremble out of the trauma of the beating. So now, this is probably a little bit negative, but I'm just releasing this because negative brings a positive. And that means that there's going to be deliverance today, all right? And I don't want you to respond and acknowledge that it's you. Maybe afterwards you can, discreetly. But God is here, and he is a delivering God. Amen? So, Adrian?
How many of you weren't here over the weekend so far? So this is the first time you've seen us this weekend. Okay. So normally we qualify what we do before we launch into what we're doing. We found that you need a safety net, and it's really wise for us to lay that out. So I just want to make sure that we do need to do that. Okay, so when we take a dream interpretation, a vision or an encounter that you've had, you want to interpret, it's got to be something that you can relate to us in around about 15 seconds. All right, if it's longer than that, we'll ask you to sit down. Because what it does is disrupts the flow of what the Spirit of God's doing. And as I explained the other day, if you've got a longer dream, you need to sit down with somebody with a couple of cups of coffee, and you need to work through the dream together. And so following our weekend with you, I would suggest that if you're a dreamer and you're starting to getting this grasp of this interpretation, it grows as you practice. And I would get together with other people, like-minded people, and start to look at each other's dreams and see what's going on, and then, you know, interpret each other's dreams and see what layer of what the Spirit is doing as each person looks at each other's dreams, and you grow like that.
Yeah, and just for the record, that we're not here to expose anybody. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and we will be very sensitive. We're not here to bring out any sin, but at the same time, there will be some things that will be revealed. But it's for the glory of God and for deliverance and healings. And at the moment, I'm sensing some religious devils that are in the place. So that's okay. I take that as a compliment. So, and I'm not. Probably those who are new will probably sound a bit negative. But a prophet's got to decree what he sees. And when in the natural things look good, this actually looks purple. People think this is a purple shirt, but when you look close, it's actually blue with little red stripes and white stripes. So there's some things that are going on in the spirit. We just got to break, okay? Is that okay, Adrian?
Yeah.
So we just, in the name of Jesus, we just decree right now that the Satan has no authority who sets himself up. You set yourself up as a religious spirit. You even preached to Jesus in the desert, in the wilderness. So we just come against those religious spirits to try to bring condemnation, try to bring law, try to use the logos to twist people's minds, and to try to shut down the Spirit of God. Well, you can't do that, Satan. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebukes you. And we decree right now, Holy Spirit, that you're here and you're flowing through the place. And we thank you, Lord, there's an open heaven with angels. And Lord, as the pastor was saying, there's a Jacob's ladder, which is a ladder, I should say, with angels ascending and descending. And we thank you, Father, for that anointing with the rhythm of heaven here right now, the heartbeat of heaven. And we decree the fire of God, and we decree right now that in Jesus' name, the revelation, Lord, the revelation of the Messiah is revealed. Now, we'll just continue on, Adrian.
So, just as tongues and interpretation in Scripture, because it's coming through human vessels, it says it needs to be judged or weighed. Likewise, a dream is coming through a human vessel with bias, agenda, issues. It's interpretation coming through people who likewise minded the same sort of issues and so on. It needs to be judged or weighed. What I'm saying to you is, you don't take everything on board that someone says to you. many times we're walking around in life carrying garbage because someone's loaded, downloaded on us, and we're still carrying that when we shouldn't be. We should be taking on board only those things that God says to us. Amen?
Now, we, those who are sitting under our ministry for the first time, we do talk about angels, and it's okay to talk about angels, but we don't worship angels, okay? So I want to put some things in perspective. If you're pastor, you might be a visitor here. If your pastor or the pastor here, Pastor Trish or Clive, is actually ministering here, you receive from them, do you not? Okay. Do you worship them? Oh, great. Praise God. But you receive from them, and they, are they ministers?
Yes.
Well, the unseen world supersedes this world. They're ministers, as ministering spirits. All right, you don't worship them, but you receive from them, and there are angelic realms here that interact with the Holy Spirit, and yes, they need to be tested. But the angel came to John the Apostle to release the revelation of Jesus Christ. The angel, the delivering angel, came to Peter and delivered him from the free from the hands of Herod and what the Jewish people intend to do to him. And there's an angel that gave a word of knowledge to Philip the evangelist. It gave him directions to the Ethiopian. There's an angel, there's angels ascending and ascending, even the Pool of Bethesda. There's a healing angel. So, but we, the angels do the bidding of the word. And we had the authority to command and to release the angels by using the word of the Lord. The angel, someone rebuked me and said, "You have no right, Adam, to tell angels what to do. Who do you think you are?" And I said, "Well, that's true. In my own opinion, I have no authority. But when you use the word of the Lord, angels get propped up. And there's a lot of angels. There's angels around all of us, and some of them are completely bored out of their brains." And we need to understand the authority to release the word of God. Amen?
So a lot of dreams, or some dreams, can be, in a sense, negative. You're not to be fearful of those sort of negative dreams, not try to disown those or disassociate from those dreams, because God's communicating through that. Now, God doesn't give every dream, all right? God gives dreams. The enemy has an influence over our dreams, and our own heart can shape the dreams we dream. The Bible says that if a man comes to the prophet looking for guidance and he has an idol in his heart, the Lord said, this is Ezekiel chapter 14, if a man comes to the prophet looking for guidance and he has an idol in his heart, the Lord will answer him according to the idol, so that he will see the error of his way. What that means is if you have something and a fixation in your heart, and God's here, but you're looking at that and you're saying, "God, you want me to have that, have this person, have that job, have that house," and you're consumed with that, God will answer you according to that. And so you have to be very, very careful when you're looking for guidance from God. Do you hear what I'm saying? And you need to test that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, so that you know that you are honest with yourself in hearing from God. And it's the same thing with dreams. God, that your dreams can be influenced by your heart. And so as we're interpreting dreams, we're trying to discern whether that's God, whether it's a person's heart, or whether the enemy's being influenced there. If the enemy does come in on a dream, you need to understand the ground and where you are seated, because you are seated in heavenly places, which means that you have authority, and you have authority over the devil. You can rebuke the Lord. You can rebuke the devil in the name of the Lord, should I say. The Lord rebuke you. Yeah. We do not stand against him in our own strength, but we stand him in the victory of the cross. Amen. Hallelujah.
So we have authority to reverse hell, clear a path, shut down the demonic powers. It's like nightmares. Some of you might have nightmares, and it's actually a warning. It can be actually be a blessing to have a nightmare, because it might be God giving you the heads up of the plans of the enemy. So you have authority to reverse, as Adrian's saying. We have authority to do that. We had a minister's wife contact us once and said that she had a nightmare of her son dying, and she was fearful and freaked out that her son was going to die. But that wasn't the case, because it can be a warning, and it could be a spiritual death. Might not necessarily be a physical death. And it turned out that he was making decisions that could make his spiritual life come to flatline and fall away from God. So we prayed, and then he didn't make that decision. He was turned around. His life went forward into God. Amen? a woman was pregnant, and she had a fear, had a dream that she had a miscarriage, but she was terrified of it, and fear can be an invitation of these warnings. So the devil wants you to have the reverse of faith, which is fear, and this woman was fearful and she had a miscarriage because she believed in the dream by fear. So what God will show you, if you have a dream like that, you get excited and say, this is a warning from the enemy. Warning from God of the enemy's plans. And we have authority to prophesy and decree the reverse and to continue on in the blessing and give birth to the child. Amen?
Yes, amen.
So this is how we govern the kingdom. We govern the kingdom with the prophetic. And this is what a mature believer looks like, rather than operating out of fear and putting fear into people's hearts, having this futurist sort of scaremongering type of buy tins of food and go to the mountains type of thing because there's horrible things coming. That's actually of the enemy. Amen?
So understand that dreams are not a formula. Most of us like a system. Most of us like a schedule. Most of us like to lock into something and we just do it on a regular basis because it's easier to live that way. It's like that with dreams. You've got to be careful that you don't formularize a dream to interpret it. So dreams are always interpreted in context, just like you would interpret the scripture. Now, if I didn't have my shoes on over here, and I'm in Exodus chapter 3, what does it mean? So, someone said it. I'm on holy ground. But if I'm way over here in Ephesians chapter 6 and I don't have my shoes on, what does it mean? I don't have my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. If I'm back here and I'm in Ruth and I take a shoe off, what does it mean? I'm making covenant or I'm looking for a partner. If I'm in, let's go back this way. If I'm in Isaiah, all right, and I'm on the mountains, so I don't have my shoes on, how beautiful are the feet of him, all right? If I'm in John somewhere over here, and I'm in John chapter 12, 13, chapter 13, and I take my shoes off, what does it mean? I'm washed, getting my feet washed. So every place, every context is different, and it's the same when you're interpreting a dream. You need to understand the context. And for that reason, we will not interpret written dreams. So don't write to us with this long dream hoping that we're going to interpret it, because we won't. Because you need context. And to get context, you need to ask questions. And a written dream doesn't give you that for or that platform to be able to do that accurately and to quiz and find out the whole context, how the person feels, everything else is going on in their life. So please do not do that to us.
And we say this because we don't want to mislead you. We're not saying it because we're too busy, all right? And we do get thousands of emails, but this is real. We got there's some dream interpreters that charge dream for dream interpretations online, which is wrong. I'm sorry, but it's wrong. Okay, I mean, it's actually someone came to me in the airport. I said yesterday, Melbourne Airport, with a checkbook. Said I want a word. You know, I'm gonna write. And I said, doesn't work that way. It's not going to happen. Put it back in your pocket and I've got to catch a plane. But you know, it doesn't work that way. It's free. The Word of God is free. Amen? You're free to receive and you can freely give, but not to buy anything. All right? So I think we've qualified a few things. Also, don't give us somebody else's dream when you come up publicly. And please don't give us a half a dream to make it short, because we will mislead you and we'll get... We can sense those sort of things, and we can also sense when someone makes up a dream. Please don't do that. But anyway, we're here, and we do it in the through the lens of the love of the Father. Now, someone questioned me yesterday about what do you mean about I said something yesterday about not having the love of God. Well, outside of God, I'm actually not a really loving person. I'm just, hey, we've all been there. I'm just trying to tell you this, that I'm a real article. But Jesus actually came to me and he said, abide in me, remain in me. But when you remain in him, you share in his holiness. It says that in Hebrews 12. And I can see through the lens and gives me, I see the compassion of God and it helps me to be compassionate to others. But outside of that, I'm not actually not really compassionate. I'm sorry, but that's why I want to remain in him. So some of you are probably secretly going, amen, I agree with you. I'm like that too. But it's true though, come on. I'm not self-righteous. If you think you're actually, you know, you got your act together, well, you're wrong. You need to abide and connect to the vine, amen? the branch.
So we're going to kick this off. All right, the match is about to start. Don't mention the rugby, all right? Can you just pull that out of my back?
Oh, hang on, I'll just get mine too. No,
so who has... Let's just get into the Spirit, because we've had a bit of fun. Let's just get into the Spirit, first of all.
We acknowledge the Holy Spirit. We always acknowledge the Holy Spirit, because he's the only evidence that can reveal the Father and the Son. Without him, we can't do this. We're just going to be doing party tricks. So we acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you.
Yes.
We thank you that you're here. We thank you, Lord, that the gate, Jesus, you are the gate. We lift up our heads and we allow the King of Glory come in. And as we come in place of worship, we line up with the gate. We become gates. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you are here, the King of Glory stepping in. We thank you for signs, wonders, and miracles. We give you the glory, Yeshua. We give you the glory. And we thank you, Father, that every mind and every heart has your attention here in the name of Yeshua. Whew. Hallelujah. Oh, that changes things, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Glory. Some of you are feeling waves right now, waves of glory. The woman that's getting that word of the physical abuse is actually the waves of glory is coming upon her right now. Jesus. Jesus. Whew. Whew. Hallelujah. Okay, who's going to go first?
This lady here stood up first.
The lady in the purple. Now that's truly purple. Is it blue? Oh, okay, it's purple. That's what I thought. Come over here. There's a glory realm over here next to Adrian. We need
call
to catch her.
Call for it.
Call for it. We need to catch her. Seem to be. Yeah, we'll get the young. Thanks for that. Catchers usually need to be quick, so.
Okay, my dream is an old one. I've had it a couple of years ago, but I've never had a real answer to it. I haven't really known what. I was on a dentist chair, and I went to get out of the dentist chair, and my legs felt funny. I thought, oh, what's wrong with my legs? Behind my knees, and I had two cuts going across the creases of the back of your knee. And I had two stitches in the left-hand side and one stitch in the right-hand side. And over the top of the stitches, like trying to really hold the suturing secure, was a piece of barbed wire that was sticking into my legs to make sure it didn't come apart. And the stitching itself was actually not neat. Usually in surgery, when it's stitched together, it's neat, but it was sloppily done. Like it wasn't done with care.
Okay.
You said that you forgot something. What did you forget in the dentist chair?
No. Oh no, that was the sloppiness that I'd forgotten.
The sloppiness of the suturing.
Yes.
Okay. So let's consider some of the metaphors you're seeing there. All right, so you're in a dentist chair. This is someone who works on teeth. I mean, you're not a rocket scientist, but you don't have to be. So you're somebody who works on teeth. So what are teeth in Scripture? All right. In the Song of Songs, the maiden's teeth are like sheep with none of them missing. All right, so they're white and there's none of them missing. Teeth, because they're associated with the mouth, can speak of the mouth, and therefore teeth can actually speak of words. If there was a tooth missing, that could symbolise some different things. Sometimes that symbolises a person's out of fellowship because they're not part of the flock. It's singing that Song of Songs thing. But it can also mean some other, there can be other things that are going on with the teeth missing, and that's a very common dream interpretation. In a dentist chair, normally I would see the dentist to be Jesus, because he is a doctor and he's working on our mouths. He's working on getting things correct, right, in alignment, and he's repairing things for us to be able to speak. You know, we sang a song which is taken from Isaiah 6. You know, a coal from the altar was taken to my lips, and now I've been cleansed. And so I believe that that's a picture of Christ working on your life, and maybe working on the way that you speak. All right. So it may well be that you're not good publicly, but it also may mean that a person doesn't speak well to themselves as well. Yeah, because our self-talk can be very, very destructive. Now, the focus here wasn't so much on that dentist, but it was on the knees. Behind the knees, there were a couple of cuts. There was two on the left and one on the right.
One on cut on each, but on the left cut there were two stitches.
Two stitches.
It was only about 2 inches long.
All right, so now your front is your future. You're stepping into it. Your back is your past. It's where you've come from. Does that make sense? So when you're looking at knees, knees can speak about a person's devotional life, because we kneel. Knees can speak about service, because a person who's bending the knee is serving someone. Knees can speak, the Hebrew word barak means to kneel, which means to bless. It's one of the words that the Hebrew means to bless. So it can also be indicative of a person's blessing on a person's life, a person's walk. A person's walk can be affected by what's taken place in the past. We all experienced that, wouldn't we? Now, when Jesus separated the sheep from the goats, remember the sheep went to what side? The right, and the goats went to the left. Jesus told his disciples to throw the net out on the what side?
Right.
On the right, because that's the side of faith. That's the side of favor of God. That's the side of where you're a believer. That's the side where the blessings are. The side on the left, or the right side, is the spirit realm, and the left side is the physical, the natural realm. So if somebody has injuries on their left and right, both legs, two stitches on the left leg, all right, they've been affected perhaps in a greater way physically by something that's taken place in the past, but their heart's also been affected by it here, because there's also a stitch there as well. Does that make sense? All right, Adam.
Yeah, just to follow on from Adrian, as he qualified it in the scriptures, I just want to ask some questions about your life, because I do see that there's been like a religious upbringing, but it's actually kind of a non-Holy Spirit religious upbringing, which is kind of like a cultic type of thing. It's from a religious cult. And when you're telling me this dream, right, I'm getting the vision, because I'm actually, we do operate differently, and this is a different type of way. That's why we come together. It's a Shazam, because we're completely different. But God actually has shown me the vision that there's a cultic type of religious upbringing that you've been brought up in, right? And there's been a background, right? But with your mouth, Adrian's confirmed that you have problems speaking or problems expressing yourself or having authority. Yeah.
Writing things that the Lord's given me, I struggle to word it so that people can even understand something.
Yeah. Well, what's happened is, the word I get is Jeremiah chapter 1. I've said it a few times this weekend. But God has put his word in your mouth. But at the moment, with teeth, with the dentist, is when God is actually equipping your words. And he's also equipping your confidence. Because when you actually have teeth, how many people here had dreams of losing teeth? Right? That can mean many things. But one of it can also mean that you're losing confidence in yourself and your appearance and what people, because what happens when you got a tooth missing, you don't really want to smile, you look like you're homeless, you know what I mean? And you feel a bit embarrassed by it. And that's how, in metaphorically, you can feel ashamed of how you look and how you're self-conscious of how you look. And I really see that God is actually fixing your outlook as well. Because what happened is in the past, when you, those stitches weren't, sort of, you said the stitches weren't actually put on properly, is that right?
The meeting of the seaming, the care that was taken wasn't good.
Also, the surgery wasn't actually done, like wasn't good enough. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. So the reason why I'm saying, and you saw barbed wire.
Yes, that was over the top of the stitches, and just to make sure that it was kept closed.
So the reason why I'm saying this, to confirm the religious spirit, that see, your legs affect your walk, all right?
One other thing, I wondered how on earth I would walk.
So your legs are a metaphor of your walk with God, okay? Many type of things, like vehicle. Adrian's talking about vehicles can represent your journey, your destiny. A bike can be an independent ministry. But you're generally the walk, your legs represent your walk in God. And what happens is, with the background, there's a religious spirit who tried to sort of fix some abandonment when you're a child, right? There's some things that happen when you're a child. There's a religious spirit try to fix you and try to correct you. Think that's doing the right thing to help you walk with God, but actually didn't actually put it on right. And the barbed wire represents bondage, right? That has restricted you from walking the walk the way Jesus wants you to walk, right? So the barbed wire represents that. And it's actually the barbed wire can represent religious bondage. Okay, it's affected your walk. So we're going to pray and we're going to remove that off in the spirit. You saw this. You had no really interpretation for this in the past.
Well, I knew it would have to be related to my walk somehow, but I didn't have an idea how.
Now,
and I've been set free from religious things since, but I still struggle with my speech.
There's still some things that are residue there, and you had it was an old dream. Right, let me just finish this. No, that's all right. That was an old dream, okay? But you're going through a process right now. But see, I believe that is Jesus, Adrian's saying. And God's actually giving you the authority to also have revelation, to speak out. And not only speak out to others, but speak it over your own life. So that you can have a breakthrough and go forward. And that's going to actually set you free. And when you cut the back of the knees, by the way, it can cut the hamstring as well. Right, right in the back of the knees. If you cut that, you can actually cut the hamstring, and you can actually have problems with your whole leg. You can't; it's impossible for you to walk. So God's actually going to bring divine order today. He's coming to a place where He's going to finish what He started, and you're going to be completely coming to this place there's never a time where it's too late. God's actually going to do some amazing things in your life. Do you have any more to add?
I do. You know, this earlier that I said and qualified said sometimes we're wearing words that we shouldn't be wearing. Someone's spoken something to you that shuts your mouth. And the barbed wire was to keep your mouth shut. And today we're going to cut that off.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You were told to shut your mouth. All right? All right? And that's the barbed wire there that's restricting you from speaking. All right? And that's why Jesus is working on your mouth.
Ned, I'm not putting this on you, all right? But I'm seeing in the spirit right now, the angel's here, and he wants to remove something off your mind and your brain, right? He wants to heal your brain, all right? The enemy's tried to bring torment in your mind, but also that physically your brain's going to come into divine order so that you can have the authority to speak. Your brain's lining up with your mouth, all right? Because the enemy has tried to not only mentally torment you, but also physically, your brain's going to come into divine order. There's nothing wrong with your brain, but I'm just saying, but they're not in the way of intelligence, but there's something with the physically that's actually caused your body to be not coordinating with your brain. All right, we're going to break that off, and you're going to be completely restored and healed today.
Hallelujah. Let's pray.
Okay, you want to just release the revelation first, Adrian?
Father, I thank you that, you know, Joseph had a dream that is, all his brothers were bowed down to him. And then in Psalm 105, verse 19, it says, there was a man sent of God, and he said, until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him, or tried him, purified him. They're talking about Joseph. Until the time of his word came to pass, what was Joseph's word? It was a dream. We need to understand that a dream is a rhema word from God, or we would say rhema word from God, all right? Understand that. So now this is the dream. This is a word from God. It's interpretation. It's prophetic release here. And so now we're reversing the curse. We're reversing the restriction. We're cutting off those word curses here as we're going to pray right now. Based on the authority of understanding the dream. Are you with us?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So Father, right now, according to the word, through the dream that our sister had and she's been carrying for years. Like, because she knew its worth, but she didn't understand what it meant. Father, right now, we enact, right now, physically, we enact, and we free her mind. Adam's going to pray for her mind, but I'm going to cut off word curses right now from the past that have told her to shut her mouth. Jesus is going to free her mouth to speak, and she's going to have a fluidness in the way that she speaks. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I cut it off, and I cut off that pain from the past. I cut it off, and it's touched her spirit, and it's physically affected her as well. We cut them off, those word curses from the past right now, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, also, I'm just having a vision of surgery of the past, right? I want to pray that also that psychologically too, that that's actually coming off your mind, any trauma of that. Just put your hands on your just chest for a minute. We release the power of God right now over this woman. We thank you for the fire of God. And Lord, we decree, we prophesy divine order over her whole body. We prophesy right now, even through the glands as well, the blood flow is coming into divine order right now. We just prophesy this. We thank you that her mind is free. We thank you that you put your words in her mouth. But Lord, when she speaks, there's an authority. She's commanding, Lord, as 103 of Psalms, Lord, the angels are doing the bidding right now. Lord, release your power. There it is. It's coming upon you. It's like a weight of glory. It's a kavod glory. Lord, we thank you for fire right through her body. We thank you for giving her strength. And Lord, we thank you for giving her the ability to release revelation, express it. And even, Lord, we just thank you the revelation is actually going to be
free.
It's going to be powerful, but simple, even for the grandchildren. Lord, I just release that right now. There's an anointing for our future offspring right now. Oh. Oh.
He who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Jesus, Jesus, we prophesy a miracle right now in the family. Oh, 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 Jesus. I get in the name Mary. Is that your name? Can you come up the front, please? Is anyone else here with the first name Mary? Because I just got the name Mary. All right. Do you have any short dreams? You do. Very short.
Thank you.
I mean, I called you up, so. Stand here. Is that your maiden name?
No, it's my legal name. She's known as Joy.
Your legal name's Mary.
Her real name is
okay.
Mary.
Stand over her here, because there's something that's going on around here. Are you okay? All good? Praise God. You're looking different already. Yeah. Praise God. And the purple is real purple. So God called your name out. So today's a divine appointment for you. And where is he? Oh, come over here for a minute. And we're just going to hear this dream. And then we're just going to believe God's going to do a miracle. Okay?
The dream was actually on our property. It had been raining and raining. And in the distance was this hill. And over this hill, the water started to trickle. And then it came into a waterfall. And it was the most beautiful waterfall. The water was so pristine. And then it trickled down and went over the edge of a gully, and it made pools. And from nowhere, people came. They clambered over the fence into the pools, and I thought, I'm going there. And then I stopped halfway, and I thought, I haven't got the right shoes on. I thought, no, I'm going. And the end of dream.
Stay there. You sound very passionate.
So is that a good dream or a bad dream? All right, so you interpret it. What's the rain? It's the rain of heaven. God's opened heaven to us through Jesus Christ's death, all right?
Would you go through it first?
All right, so this is the dream. You were on your property, all right? So you're obviously out in the... You're a, what we call in Australia a cocky. You've got land out there. You don't.
7/8 of an acre.
7/8. Evan Eke. No. Oh, you're going to box me. 7/8 of an acre.
So he's a gentleman, remember?
You said that rain started to fall, and it was you saw it at the back of the hills, and you...
A hill came, and then...
A hill?
A hill.
A hill came.
Well, it was there. It's not actually on our property, but it was in the dream.
Yes. Okay.
And water started to trickle, and then a waterfall.
Yes.
I like it a lot.
It was beautiful.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Oh, that's very good. I'm getting that. I get it now. I understand that now.
It's manifesting.
So, yeah. And so the rain started to come. A hill was there. Rain started to come. All right. And then waterfall formed. And then pools formed. And people came to around the thing. And you said, I'm going. I'm getting into this. I'm going to go and join them. But you went, oh, I've got my shoes on. But I'm going to go anyway.
Wrong.
I had the wrong shoes. All right. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Now you can ask some questions now.
I'm going to ask some questions now, according to Adam. You didn't think it was a comedy act, did you? You thought you were going to go to church.
People think it's the Abba Costello show. Yeah, he gives me 2 fives for a 20, you know? When I ask for a change. Anyway, go on.
I say to him, you give me 2 tens and I'll give you a 5. That's Abbott and Costello. If you're not that old, that's all right. You're an intercessor. All right. That's the mountain. All right. And so Jesus, mountain speaks of going into the presence of God. It's the hill. All right. Moses went up on the mountain and he had audience before God. All right. That's you going into heaven. In your prayer life, you're going there. God's showing you're going there, and you are opening heaven, in a sense, in your prayer life. Rain's coming. Rain is the favor of God. It's the dew of heaven. Gideon threw out a fleece. The dew fell on the fleece, but not on the ground, and then the dew fell not on the fleece, but on the ground. That's because the favor of God was on the lamb that was slain, the fleece, but not on humanity. But after it was slain, the next night, the favor of God moved from Jesus onto humanity, us. Yeah. It's the favor of God. And so you've opened up a fount. You've opened up, and Paul's are obviously the gatherings of, they could be people, all right, but they can also be wells of the Spirit of God, and people are coming. You don't feel like you are prepared. You don't feel like you're good enough. You don't feel like you're ready for anything. And you can be used by God, but God's showing you that you are. And in your heart of hearts, you have a desire to be in this. Adam.
Yeah, now just to follow on, hill can be a great... mountains is a place of God, but a hill can be a higher place. It's in the Spirit. And 1 Samuel 10, the prophets came down from a high place and they got caught up in the things of the Spirit. See, the prophetic worshippers get caught up in that river from the high place. They came down from a high place. They were chosen prophets. Back then they were chosen significantly, but we can all be prophetic now and tap into that place as worshippers. From the high place came down to the lower place, and Saul received the massive impartation with his prophetic worshippers because they got caught up in the Spirit with that river, that stream. Now, it says in Ezekiel 47, the river of God comes from the temple and it can flow out. And I just see there's going to be a massive impartation for you today. But also the shoes, the wrong shoes. God's going to give you wisdom. He wants to release wisdom to you. I mean, you have a passion, but there's some times where there's some things where the enemy can try to confuse you, and there's some rejection, big time. And but God wants to remove that, because the enemy will try to put a stigma on us and try to put a rejection on us. Now, I said before that people, you know, God uses, now don't take this personally, but God uses everybody with issues. I've got issues. You've got issues. The woman of the well had issues. She had 5 husbands. But Jesus, seriously. But Jesus loved on her. She had a revelation. She gave a word. He gave a word of knowledge. First, she thought that he was just a man coming to the well. And she's one of those girls with these issues, because usually they go together in groups. She was on her own. And the Lord actually, there was an impartation of the revelation of Jesus Christ. She became an evangelist and a revivalist. The whole town of Samaria was introduced to Jesus. So if you've got issues, that's good, because Jesus is going to use you. Now, seriously, I'm not talking about sin. If you're in sin, that's different. But if you've got issues, and we all got issues, then, but the Lord is actually, not only he's going to remove the rejection off you, he's going to give you wisdom, he's going to give you new shoes, but also he wants to heal your body, because the spirit of death has tried to intimidate you as well. And even that intimidation has sort of shut you down from seeing beyond the future, or beyond, you know, like the distant future, I should say, or the short-term future, sorry. But God wants to remove the spirit of death off you as well. Right? He wants to heal your body. He wants to bring divine order right through the cells of your body. And he wants to also release the fire of God right through your stomach. Right? He wants to bring the fire. It's a healing, fresh fire. And God's going to equip you to have your life completely extended. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but God wants to extend your life so you can see the revival coming over your family. Right? Because you've been praying for revival for your family for years. And that's what the river and the flow represents. There's actually a spiritual hill. And he wants you to be like one of those prophets going up. In that place, have communion with him and bring it down and flow with that river. Even it might be a water slide. Who knows? But bring it into the natural Adamic realm. And your family's going to get delivered. And you're going to see long-lost families being separated from you. It's going to bring to you, and there's going to be reconciliation. All right, so are you ready, Adrian?
I am.
Are you ready, B1?
I am B2.
It's impartation time. sorry, that's bananas and jams. Anyway, so come on, put your hands out and get ready to receive.
Oh, thank you. According to the word, through the dream, Lord, our sister is under a spell.
Yeah.
And we thank you for her prayers that have gone up, Lord, and they are coming back, Lord. And heaven has been opened as a response to her prayer. And so, Father, we release heaven on our sister right now.
Yeah.
That she would step into the destiny that she's asked for and that you're releasing to her today through the dream interpretation she's been carrying.
Just something I want to do. Just before we pray for you, take your shoes off. If that's okay. I mean, you can put them back on later. And this is just in the spirit. You're taking your shoes off. You're acting by faith. Right? And here it is. It's going to be an impartation. Fasten your seatbelt. Here it comes. Father, release your power right now. Release it right now. We thank you there's actually a bolt of lightning, and it's not the lightning for judgment. It's the bolt of lightning for power. Fire right now. Release it. Here you go. Bam! Right now. Take it. Lord, we thank you that a whole body is coming in divine order. We thank you, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name, that spirit that's tormenting her body right now is lifting off. Whew. Oh, there you are. Okay. We're going to keep flying a little bit more.
What about our brother in the check shirt? You've got a dream, sir. Do you want to? Is it nice and short? Beautiful. I wanted to call you up yesterday. You were sitting up the back there, but I didn't get a chance to get to you.
Just while I'm here, there's an angel. Sorry, but we're going to do you in a minute. But there's an angel. It's revealing something. There's a man with a heart condition, just around the sort of towards the back area. I want you to stand up, and the power of God is healing you. The man with having a heart condition. I want you to stand up. Don't come up to me afterwards. God is healing you right now. And I'm saying this by faith, okay? You need to stand up. They're right down the back there, towards the back. I want the man to stand up, because the power of God is going to heal you. And don't come up to me afterwards, because this is real. We strike while the iron's hot. Okay, sir, you stand up. But also there's an angel standing in the middle of the area. If you can stand up as well, and you're going to receive the healing as well, all right? But it's right down the center here. Don't come up to me afterwards, all right? Because God is here and he's healing you right now. And I say this by faith. If you can help her, that'd be great. Thanks. All right? Jesus. 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 Right now. Yeah. Thank you. Good. Now come towards a little bit. Yeah, just put your hands up if you can. Put your hands up. Put your hands up to receive. Both your hands. And you, sir, as well. The fire of God is here. Whew. Jesus. There's an angel standing a little bit to my left of that table. And we release the fire of God right now in Jesus' name. We release the fire of God over the hearts right now. You stand over there. That's it. Come on. Father, right now we release the power of God. We just decree the heart is coming in the divine order in Jesus' name. We break the curse right now. We decree the fire of God is bringing divine order to the rhythm of the hearts right now. And Father, we decree right now in Jesus' name, the miraculous is breaking out. Oh, there it is. The fire of God is released. Fire of God is released. Signs, wonders, miracles. We decree a good report brought by faith. And Lord, we decree right now that, Lord, the blood flow is coming in the divine order through this man's heart right now. And also this gentleman here right now. We release it, Father, in Jesus' name. Now you just receive it, and receive it because it's already happened 2,000 years ago. But receive this revelation that you're healed like a pregnant woman is conceived. You need to just believe in it, and the promise is manifesting right now in Jesus' name. It's inevitable. When you conceive with revelation, it's inevitable you're going to give birth to your healing. Amen?
I very rarely have dreams, but had one last night. I opened my phone to text, and it suddenly started downloading all the stuff, and didn't matter what I did, it couldn't stop it. I thought I'll stop by turning it off. Couldn't even turn it off.
Wow. And so, that's nice and short.
So you opened your... You opened your phone and it started downloading things, and you couldn't stop it downloading things. Is that the whole dream, and nothing but the dream?
But the dream.
So help you, God.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
You know, your phone is a communication device, is it not?
Yeah.
And it speaks about your heart and your relationship with God. All right. If you've got a laptop, that similarly speaks of the same thing. It speaks about your heart. You're opening up your heart. If you're an iPad person, it's the same sort of thing. You sit it there and you're working on it. All right. So it's a picture of communication, and it can often be communication between loved ones. But here, the download tells me straight away it's from heaven. It's a download. Heaven coming to earth. Do you see? Understand what we're seeing here? And yesterday you were exposed to downloads from heaven, but you are very receptive, sir. You're very, very receptive in the spirit, and that's what God is showing me through this dream. Adam.
God's going to release a whole new level of revelation to you, all right? And the revelation you're going to get is a whole new chapter in your life, okay? And with this revelation, God's giving you the ability to even receive late finance. This finance overdue that's going to be given to you. And we just release and we agree for the heaven. We need a catcher here because God wants to bring finance. Because the enemy's robbed the finance of this family. And we decree it's going to come back, not sevenfold. I release double portion of sevenfold 14 times right now. I don't know why I get the number 14. But the revelation is actually... The download he gets is going to give him the ability to see and decree. So when, as Adrian's saying, the phone is a communicator. It's God speaking to you in a dream. But when you're getting all these text messages, keeps going, 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 that means God's giving you such revelation, but you're going to have encounters. I'm actually seeing a vision. I've seen this with some other people in the past, but I've seen a vision where God's waking you up. And the word I have is, Isaiah 50, he wakens me morning by morning like one being taught. And God wants to wake you up, and even to a point where you're just getting downloads around about 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. God's waking you up, and you're going to get downloads. He's giving you more downloads. And when you get the downloads, as Adrian teaches, the Word of God, when it comes a revelation, you can walk on it like Jesus walked on water. All right, and when you get that revelation, you'll walk on it, and it becomes substance, and you're going to have freedom for you to actually come into the finances that's been robbed from you. All right, it's going to be reversed. And we just put your hands out for a minute. I'm seeing a lot of water. Jesus. I don't know why I'm seeing this vision, but do you fish? But maybe you don't. Do you ever fish? I'm seeing you fishing. Now, you know what that means metaphorically? that means your family is going to come into the. It's going to. There's going to be salvation. There's going to. Family's going to jump back into the boat. You know. So I'm seeing this as. That's why I'm asking the question whether you literally do it. But I'm seeing a vision of you're fishing, but it's actually as you're fishing, there's fish jumping into the boat. And I saw one video, YouTube, was a huge one, jumped in the boat accidentally. But this is little fish jumping in, and I'm just seeing that there's family can get saved, and I'm seeing that deception is breaking off of them. And that's actually part of, it's not about the finance, that's just a fringe benefit. But the Lord actually wants, the real substance is actually salvation over your family. And you're going to actually have, there's going to be also a reunion, and there's going to be like a, there's going to be deliverance. I'm seeing deliverance off your family right now. It's breaking off your family. In Jesus' name, just put your hands out for a minute and we'll just release the fire of God. You any more, Adrian, with this?
I think we should just keep going. I was also thinking about your teaching about Revelation and fish and the coins coming out of Revelation, and he's going to have a download, and the finance relates to that as well. You know when Peter was sent out to get a fish, he brought it in and had a coin in it. But that fish, Adam has a teaching that fish is as a revelation. All right? Can't open that up here straight away. But the reason is that associated with Revelation is finance as well. And so that's what I see here in what Adam's seeing
there.
Yeah,
Jesus said, catch a fish because he needed to pay tax. And he saw in the spirit, he was a seer. He had the revelation that the coin was in there. But also the fish can be revelation because they didn't recognize Jesus in John 21 when they went back to fishing. But when the fish came up and going crazy, that's the Lord. Yeah. Amen? So it's revelation of Jesus. So we release that. God also wants to also bring divine order. I see that you also in the past, there's a building anointing over you. You have ability to, that you actually have the ability to build, right? And I see the anointing over you to, even in the natural you build things, but in the natural also you build things, but in the spirit God's going to give you the ability to build structure with your family and bring such a structure of the kingdom back to your family and even grandchildren. Put your hands out. And we release the fire of God through this man's body right now. Take it right now. Release the glory right now. And I thank you, Father. His stomach's coming in the divine order. Right now, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, right now, the fire of God. And Lord, we just release all past right now. The past, things like hernia, things like that are coming in the divine order. We break it off right now. The lying spirits, and we thank you that his stomach's coming in the divine order. We break off any rupture in the stomachs of the past, and we decree the fire of God over this man. Oh, there it is. Oh. Oh. How you feeling? Good? The word good is good, isn't it?
When I do hard work, hernia does reveal itself. My tummy button swells and grows.
Well, this is a demonstration of the prophetic. And the angel shows me visions, but God actually has healed this right now. In Jesus' name. He's healed it. And we decree this. How many people believe it? Do you believe it, Adrian?
Amen.
You concur? We all concur? In Jesus' name. We decree it right now.
And God has given me a vision to support a particular ministry, which is a lot of money, which I don't have. I believe... What are you saying?
We had a bingo, huh?
Amen.
Bless you.
What's your name, sir? You're really, you've got a good heart. You've got a really...
Cedric.
I've got to remember that. That's beautiful.
Cedric. That's a good name. We went to some African-American churches. Their names are Cedric, too. We love the African-American
churches.
Only they
were 8 foot tall.
Yeah, these big... Cedric, like, and Leroy. These are African-American guys, but Cedric's a good name. Bless you, sir. Wow. Whew. I think we'll call it a day. Sure. Hello.
Oh. This Over the weekend, I felt like God wanted to break generational curses. Now, there's no such thing. Adam has a teaching where the generational curses don't exist in the New Covenant. That's true. But the enemy can delude us. He can lie to us. So I just want to do a very short teaching. We'll finish with this. And we will then be able to proclaim and speak to those issues from the past that want to come down our generational lines. Do you know, in Joshua chapter 3, the Israelites were about to cross Jordan River. And in crossing the Jordan River, the priest carried the ark. Now, what's in the ark? There's three things in the ark. What are they?
The law.
The two tablets right, depicting the law. Aaron's rod, the budded, and the manna. Now, Jesus is the Word of God. He is the law. Aaron's rod, the budded, signifies resurrection. And John 11 says that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus himself says it. And in John chapter 6, he is the bread from heaven, so he is the manna. So who is in that box, that wooden box that's covered in gold? Jesus is symbolically in there. So it contains the glory of God, but who is in the face of Jesus Christ. When the high priests are carrying that ark into the Jordan River, the word Jordan, what happens to the Jordan River when they step in? All right, so it was a time of flood, but it doesn't just part, it rolls back. Now, the word Jordan means death or descender. So Jordan means death. And when the high priest stepped into death, and who is in that ark? Jesus Christ, who is the ark, who is our high priest. When he stepped into death, the waters of death rolled all the way back, and they rolled all the way back to a town, and the name of that town is Adam. Adam. The name of the town was Adam. So Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. But when Jesus stepped into death itself, that rolled all the way back to Adam, who is the progenitor. He is the progenitor of all of us. And your ancestral line is in that line. Do you see what I'm saying? Which means that when Jesus entered into death, any generational curse no longer has a legal right in your line. Do you understand what I'm saying? Would you stand with me? I don't know what it is that the doctor said to you. I don't know what it is that your parents said to you. I don't know what it is that your peers or your siblings said to you. But sometimes people put words on you that you should not be wearing. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have the right in Christ because Jesus broke that legal debt. And we are a new creation. We have a different DNA to everybody else on this planet if we are born again. And we have the right now to speak to that curse. It no longer has the right to come down through me or to my children. I want you to, in a moment, I want you to think what that thing is. I want you to identify it and I want you to speak to it. Based on the revelation that we've just released here this morning, that Jesus, when he stepped into death, he cut that tie to your past and through Adam for that to come down into your family and into you. Amen? So Father, right now we open our hearts to you. We recognize what you've done through Christ. Well, we thank you for Jesus Christ and that he has died upon the cross and his blood has severed the enemy's power into our lives. And now we have a different blood through our veins. And right now we look at that thing that wants to come down. He wants to beset me, wants to beset you, he wants to beset us. And right now we speak to it in the name of Jesus. And we say, the Lord rebuke you. If it's a heart condition, if it's an ailment that has been down through your family,
yeah,
if it's a physical deformity, you speak to it right now. It has no legal rights right now in the name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you, Satan.
Yeah, come
on. We apply the blood to every person in this place. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ is sprinkled upon every one of us, and that now has no legal right to settle on our lives in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen.
Amen. Amen.